Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Artist, fashion artist, at sabi nga suki na dito sa bahagi ng Australia, in particular sa Canberra under the Philippine Embassy. Kasama natin from Cebu, Francis Solano. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Francis.
Magandang umaga, Miss Anlene, and magandang umaga rin sa ating listeners in SBS Australia Filipino Channel. Hello, good morning to everyone.
Isa sa mga magaganap for the Philippine-Australia Friendship Day ay isang online session with Francis Solano. Can you tell us about this, Francis?
I'm very privileged and glad na the Philippine Embassy in Canberra, in Australia, invited me once again to do an online na session. Ito ay isang art session na where I'm going to create a do-it-yourself art journal. Kumbaga, it will share my experiences and the experiences of other Filipinos in Australia through making a journal, putting in pictures, images of old magazines, and any material that they could put in a journal or a notebook. And then parang creative siya na process. It's more about telling their story in your journal or kumbaga diary. That is what's going to happen.
So is it live?
It is pre-recorded for the reasons of our sometimes erratic yung internet
connection.
Bandwidth changes natin. Yes, connection. So it's going to be pre-recorded, and my design studio recorded it with the graphics and the branding as well. And we're very happy. The ambassador expressed her thanks, and she was very happy with the output then. It's a bit short lang, 15 minutes. But it's more of engaging the Filipino and Australian public on what the Philippine Embassy has been doing, at least for the COVID-19 response.
Oo.
For the Heritage Month.
Oo. At siguro, Francis, and, yes, kung nasa, kumbaga sabihin natin, if we were in a better times sa panahon na ito, alam natin na there will be like face-to-face engagement, ano, pagdating sa pag-celebrate ng Philippine-Australia Friendship Day.
Yes, correct. The Philippine Embassy had several plans, and however, unfortunately, dahil sa COVID-19, hindi na sila, it's not going to happen face-to-face. Everything will be online. So, ayun.
Mm-mm. Francis, can we just go back dun sa gagawin mo na do-it-your-own art journal? Anong laman nito? Ano yung maipapakita doon sa session na ito or online video na ito?
It's a around 15-minute na online session. It's more about me creating 2 or 3 pages of a journal or a diary section. I'll be using materials from old magazines, and then I will share there kung what are the materials you can use. Pwede ball pen, pwede coloring pens, and then how you could be inspired by your experiences. For example, one of the materials that I used is isang postcard nga na nakuha ko sa one of my visits in Canberra, in ANU. So meron akong postcard nakita doon, and it was about the First Nation. Mm-hmm. And it reflected to me strongly because as an artist, I go back to your question, it's important for us na to know our heritage. And it spoke to me strongly because I work with indigenous communities as well. So nilagay ko siya doon sa journal in one of the pages of the art journal, and then I decorated it. So kumbaga, that is going to be what will happen.
Oo.
It's more about experiential art journaling.
Kumbaga, pagkukwento nung karanasan mo or nung experience mo dito sa Australia. That's one part.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes, exactly, Miss. Yes, that is exactly it. So it's just in 15 minutes lang. We had to lessen the time kasi. Eh. So hindi siya magiging first, get your ball pen for a second. And not really, because everyone is creative, so pwede tayong gumawa on our own. It's more about inspiring people that they could write their or make their experiences visually in an art journal.
Anyway, pwede naman balikan yun, ano, Francis. Pwedeng panoorin ulit. Pag napanood na ng once, pwede siyang ulitin dahil maipopost naman yon.
Yes, correct, Miss. It will be posted in the Facebook page of the Philippine Embassy in Canberra ngayong May 18.
So that's May 18, 5 p.m. Australia time. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Francis Solano, mula sa Cebu, at all the best sa iyo.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.